Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And this is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And you could, the first time we, I'm going to give you the phone number, and we open up the phone lines after the first break. And so you could get your pens ready to dial. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And usually the first quarter, I give a tips or tools of, or think about something to talk about, and then we go to those phone lines. And what I was thinking about was this is the last week of February. And what we do collectively during that February, January, February time, even into December, we kind of go back into our hibernation period. It's a great time to do reflection, to go into our symbolic clay caves, to do some clearing out. And what I've noticed is a lot of people are starting to feel claustrophobic in their caves. They're starting to feel like an urgency emergence. And this is a collective push. And so when I see something happening to a globe in my visions, that means that each and every single one of us, consciously and unconsciously, is getting pushed by this extra urge, an extra urgence, an emergence period. And so what we want to do when we hold our place and empowerment, when we're able to hold our core energy, instead of feeling the energy of urgency, it feels much more like an emergent. Instead of an emergency, it's much more of an emergence. So we emerge, we leave the urgency out of it, and then we don't get collapsed into patterns that feel like we're staticky or people. A lot of people are feeling very lost. I was reflecting the last week where I've had a theme of relationship issues within the private clients that I was having, and people were having a lot of breakups. There are a lot of relationships that are going to go to a part where they're deciding to that they're either on thin ice or that they are reached a different level. And so I was noticing this theme of, again, relationships, seeing it ending, and many people are feeling the pain of the possible ending of a relationship, or that they're noticing that the relationship has reached its end of a cycle. We could go through reasons, seasons, or lifetimes within relationships, and it's being able to stand in our core when we're at that doorway and when we're feeling a sense of completion and not getting stuck and staying into relationships in particular when they've already, again, karmically served a purpose. A lot of times we plan to meet a certain individual, and then when it's, again, served its purpose, or within the relationship, if anyone's blocking us from going up to that next level, it's our responsibility to be able to feel strong enough within ourselves to be able to end the relationship. And again, we have a habit of having to make it be take sides and having to make the other person bad or wrong, and that's where we get involved in the emotions of it. And that's what I was noticing. These people were getting stuck in this, what I call this arm wrestling, patty caking energy patterns, where we don't have to do that. When we are align ourselves with our higher self, when we align ourselves to our inner voice, really listening to our heart, getting into our heart energy, our feelings energy. Feelings are definitely different from emotions. Emotions are, a lot of times, they're hooked up with past patterns. Emotions look energetically very staticky. It's like, imagine a ball with all the static electricity around it, where feelings have so much more flow to it. There's a symmetry to it. There's a sense of literal flow. There's a part of where, when we allow ourselves to follow our feelings, they help us get out of those emotional periods, and we're able to see the big picture versus getting stuck in the emotions and feeling the heartache of the ending of a cycle. And what I wanted to remind people of, that what the astrologers saw the first four months of this year of 2010 is that there was a big old flashlight, think of, going on all of our charts that had to do with relationships of all sorts. So it's not only just personal relationships, it's also our relationships with our kids, our siblings, our friends. And so the emphasis, when there's a big flashlight on an aspect in a chart, is for us to look at them, to be able to clear out our closets. And going back to where I'm seeing people feeling, again, claustrophobic, or feeling like something's got to give, you want to look into yourself, and you're the only person that is directing your energy with every thought, word, and deed. We're directing our energy. What I do is read the roadmaps of where you've directed your energy consciously or unconsciously. So the more we become conscious of how we're directing our energy, the more you start noticing that you want to feel the flow instead of the static. You want to feel the emergence instead of emergency, and feeling the urgency. It goes, takes a backseat. Emergence is flow. Feelings are flow. Urgencies, trauma, drama is the ego's way of getting you stuck into that pattern of old patterns. And here we're literally at this bridging time to teach ourselves how to step out of patterns that are so deeply ingrained in us. And that's where I see a lot of people symbolically standing at this doorway to make major changes in their life, and they're hovering at the doorway, afraid to make that next step because the human part of us wants automatic guarantees. If we end a relationship, we're going to find another. If we leave a job that we know that doesn't serve us anymore, that we're going to find another. And that's a hard part of the human experience. And so what we're doing is learning how to bridge that human experience, that ego part, allow it to take a back seat so it doesn't interfere with our feelings, with our thoughts, with our own intuitive guidance, and be able to be directed by our essence, by our spirit that has clear information. It's being able to look at the big picture as we have this human-to-human experiences, but being guided by our spirit, by our higher self, by our essence. And then we start bringing in those experiences that reflect the energy that we're putting out, meaning like attracts like. So if we're putting out 100,000-watt energy, we're going to be attracting 100,000-watt energy experiences back. Think of the higher the frequency, the more those frequencies feel lighter, and they are lighter, and our energy field gets lighter. And so then we can really start noticing where we feel those static places in our life. And again, it's not to get into judgment. It's to be able to say, I don't want to go to this place where I feel like I'm an emotional arm wrestling place. I'm choosing for myself that I don't want to go there anymore because I know that there's other things out there, meaning empowerment, meaning self-love, meaning a place of backing yourself up energetically, where we've been literally wired to look outside of ourselves and feel defined by our job, by our relationships, by something outside of ourselves. And this whole lifetime in particular is that we're being awoken, remembered, and to realign that everything starts inside of ourselves, that we want to have that relationship with ourself first and be able to feel so full of ourself, and not in an ego way, but in a pure spirit way, that that energy overflows us, that with that sense of connection with divinity, connection with our divine source, connection to our higher self, that that's where it leads all our decisions, that we back ourselves up with our higher essence, and then we go from there. So we are guided by our feelings, guided by our own intuition, versus by being guided by our staticky ball ego, which also goes out and seeks other static balls. And so then we get the same old situations, or we could leave one relationship and then we just pull up a different person with the same theme going on. We're at this bridging period in our evolution where we could step out of those periods of learning through experiences, through trauma, through drama, and through separation. And we're bridging literally to go into those places of experiencing life fully through feelings of empowerment, feelings of love, feelings of being back in ourselves again energetically with our higher self, with our essence. And when we start doing that, you absolutely notice a major shift in your life. You don't want to feel, again, that separation anymore because you feel reconnected with source, your guides, your higher essence. And then you start feeling the sense of empowerment, and then that your decisions are based on their empowered state. And so think of this period right now as we're ending February and entering into March, that there's a lot of people are feeling the early March, meaning early spring cleaning, new beginnings. And so literally start cleaning your place, meaning your physical surroundings, cleaning your thoughts, cleaning your car, cleaning your surroundings is so important because a lot of times we get physical clutter, but we also could get energetic clutter. So taking the time to do that is going to make yourself feel much more in a place where you could feel much more peaceful, much more balanced. And then also when we look at our corners of life where we play out life, so that's our job career corner, our personal relations corner, our home and family corner, look to see where you could use some house cleaning there, meaning bringing it much more into balance. I keep on seeing this symbolic round table over the last couple of months, and it looked like the table from, think of the Camelot periods. And what that symbol means is us coming to that round table, meaning that we go there to a place of inclusive, that we go to a place of having our heart's desires, that we're there with our open heart, open desires. We don't have any agendas. We're coming from our heart space versus from our ego space. And so May you feel that table within your own heart. May you go into that table in your own heart and see yourself in your divine self across from that table and merge with that essence with yourself. And as you do that, again, it helps you raise your frequency up. It helps you clearly see the static where you don't want to get involved with those situations, but also being able to cut the situation off easily by not getting involved with emotion and the drama around things. Where a lot of times we have to make somebody wrong or another situation right for us to activate and get out of that doorway. So being able to work with that doorway and work with the energy as emergence, like a butterfly going through a cocoon, having that kind of energy is a sign of growth and expansion. And as soon as you start feeling it more and more, the more that's what you want to back yourself up with. If life gets lighter and lighter and it becomes easier and easier as far as seeing the light direction for yourself, doesn't mean that we don't have to make some changes, but it's how we want to direct our energy. It doesn't have to be heartbreaking, daggering, and it doesn't, again, mean that we're not going to have some heart experiences, but it's all in the way we want to look at it. We're here to experience life, each and every single one of us, full out. We're here to have feelings and experience life experience. That's what it's the angel having a human experience. So when you live in that empowered place, you start seeing things differently. You start seeing literally the big picture, and then you start following the steps, and it does become easier and easier. And so that's the tip of the day. Get into know your heart. Get to be your own best partner to yourself, and then everything else will take care of itself. You listen to The Carol O'Connor Show. We're going to our first break, and then we're opening up those phone lines.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Let Aquamantra's I Am Loved premium natural spring water help you find the love within yourself. Say the words, I am loved, with every conscious sip, because the quality of your thoughts creates the quality of your life. Pick up a case of Aquamantra's award-winning premium natural spring water that flows from the abundant streams of Mount Palomar, California. Now in our brand new biodegradable and recyclable bottles. On sale at aquamantra.com/I am loved. And know you are loved.
Did you know Greek Gods yogurt fat content is extremely healthy? The bacteria present in Greek Gods yogurt loves fat. During the fermentation process, the probiotic bacteria predigest the fats for us, converting them into a very good source of fat. This type of fat is in the form of healthy short-chain fatty acids, and they are necessary not just for overall health, but also for weight loss and fast metabolism. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and analuke.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Do you have excess weight you can't seem to lose? Have you been living at less than your optimal health? Your body gives you powerful information on how you've been living in your mind. Dr. Kell specializes in revealing the underlying mental and emotional causes of disease and works with you to ignite your inner healer, create continuous positive change, and heal your body. Ready to uncover the roadblocks to your health and healing? Visit her website at AskDrKell.com. That's AskDrKell.com.
Welcome back to The Carol O'Connor Show, and I'm Carol O'Connor, and we're opening up our phone lines, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
I will be more than happy to do that for you. And we have now Melissa calling in from Bellevue, Washington. She just recently met someone. Ooh. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to see how the rest of the date went. So, Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's going on?
Oh, I just met somebody, and he's kind of like from my neck of the woods, although he's not here right now. Mm-hmm. But I was just wondering, you know.
Okay.
If or what. Yeah, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. What's their first name?
David.
All right. I'm watching his energy, and did you say that he's physically not here right now?
Right.
Okay. All right. Is there something like, I'm looking through March through May, does he have some tied up through March through May of this year? I'm just watching his energy, as the right side of his energy is the ability to move forward, go ahead, and when I see something in a pale, that shows me that there's his energy could be stuck right now, and I'm not talking about relationship. I'm just talking about in general. So that's when people are tying up loose ends, being able to redirect their energy differently. And I see a lot of yellow in his energy field, and that would definitely be good for you because you have a lot of greens and blues in your energy. So think of when our energies complement each other. It's like the colors of the rainbow. That's a good thing. You have gifts to give him. He has gifts to give you. It's acting like tuning forks, and so that's a good thing. And I'm also seeing, though, on the right side of the left side of your energy field, a paternal grandmother coming in. Actually, it's a great-grandmother. They're bringing in the grandmothers, the ladies, and they're doing like bringing a dustbuster in and clearing out your emotional body of any relationships in the past that had to do with pain. It's like I'm almost looking at like a comic strip that they have where the words are, and so I'm seeing a gray cloud in there. So it's positioned on the past. So again, that shows me a opportunity to clear out emotional issues from the past that had to do with relationships, and especially where they hit your third chakra. And our third chakra is all about self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. And when I'm turning you sideways, I'm watching you symbolically being 3 to 5 months pregnant. So what does that mean? That means rebirthing of yourself. This relationship comes along to accelerate it, because all of a sudden I'm seeing you getting more symbolically pregnant, and that's what we want to do as far as rebirth ourselves in the sense of being empowered. So his energy definitely helps your third chakra, kicking in self-esteem, self-worth, to the subconscious. And I'm also seeing your energy opens up his thymus, and that's where I watch the energy of the higher kind of love. I call it the stepping into a love of you complement me versus you complete me. And all of us, each and every single one of us, are being really consciously or unconsciously being urged to step into all relationships of all sorts that are much more of a complement kind of energy versus a you complete me energy, because you complete me is what we are essentially saying, that we're not whole, that we come in here half, and that is not the truth. We are whole, we are eternal, we are parts and pieces of source, whatever that means to you. And so we're in this big, huge bridging period of remembering that, realigning that. And as we do that, we're going to be bringing in people into our life in scenarios that reflect that. The more we believe in ourselves and hold that in our energy field, the more, again, the people that come into our lives will reflect that exact belief system too. And so, again, I see that there's gifts being coming in here. And especially when I'm looking at the March through May, there's this thing where I'm just seeing him being able to kind of getting pulled off, trying to get his stuff together in his life. And so that's where you might have to ride things out. And that's what the ladies are coming in saying. Don't jump to conclusions or assume benevolence, meaning if somebody can't be there at a certain weekend, we had certain things in our mind, that don't take it personally, that sometimes people just have to do other stuff. And so it's like being able to really help you clear out some of things, that emotional pain in the past, because they keep on showing your third chakra as being blown up with this, and that's a positive thing. Again, that's our center of self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. And is there some kind of, how come they're making me feel like you're iffy on how you met? What does that mean?
Oh, he's a finance guy.
Okay. And did you meet like when you're doing your taxes or whatever? They're showing me, you know, when a hand goes iffy, when somebody goes, I don't like I'm just seeing a hand this. I call it the iffy hand. Now, again, I want to be clear, not that the relationship is iffy, but they're showing me, it's just like sometimes I'll see this if somebody met on a dating line service, an online dating, and that they, in the back of their head, they have issues with having to go through a dating service, or they feel that I shouldn't have to do this. But this is where we're going collectively as a race. Many, many people are meeting. It's the way to meet people. And so when I see that hand, it's like, you know, people could be saying, this is not natural. We should meet different ways. And so just think of why I'm seeing that that hand, as far as it's more in the meeting, but they're emphasizing that it's not a big deal. They're taking, again, like feathers and having them do not think about that, and being able to be present with the relationship. And again, I'm watching you giving gifts to each other. Whenever I see presents going back and forth in the heart area, that means that it exercises your heart muscle. It exercises his heart muscle. And whenever we can do that, it's a good thing for us. They're also talking about cleaning out your closets, and I even literally feel like it's physical. So think of this as a great time of clearing out, new beginnings, even change things up, Melissa, as far as getting different pillows in where your couches are, getting different even pillowcases, just a sense of new beginnings and change that reflected. It doesn't have to be super expensive. It could be mild things. And so that will be reflecting your place in the physical world of allowing new beginnings to come in, and it goes back into self-worth, that you're worth it as far as the relationship, but also as far as your own self-worth issues. So they're really encouraging jazzing stuff up as far as bringing more newness. And again, it doesn't have to be super expensive. Sometimes even getting pillows into a room or rearranging furniture gives the room a whole different feel. So that's what they're emphasizing, because I'm watching that there's a much more warm colors coming in. So there's the pinks and the yellows. And so that's, again, all about warmness and feeling the opening of your heart, where before I'm watching this fence around your heart, and that shows me a sense of defense because of past experiences. So you're letting that fence down, but the beautiful thing is that you're learning to expand the heart energy, meaning holding more love for yourself and the love it will be in experiences out in life. So you're seeing your life from a total different view. So that's always good signs for yourself. All right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Very good.
All right, thanks.
So have fun, relax.
Yeah, thanks, Melissa, for calling in, and good luck to you. I think we got a couple minutes left here, Carrie. Let's head off to South Canton, Ohio. We have Cindy now calling in. She's currently in a temporary job, but is looking for something a little more permanent around her current life and what she's going through there. And so, Cindy, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And just remind Carrie, her volume's a little low, but I'll try to boost it up here. So,
okay.
And Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you, Cindy?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. So what's going on? Temporary job?
Well, I'm in a temporary job, which is fine. But I run a dog rescue, and I want to, of course, that's my main priority, but I still have to pay my bills. And I was wondering, what direction should I be looking in for this job that's going to either allow me to work from home, or at least maybe a couple part-time jobs that will pay my bills, and because nothing seems to be coming up, and this job is only for the next 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm watching, especially over the next 2 weeks, Cindy, I see three yellow hands coming out, like if somebody were to introduce their hand to say, nice to meet you, and usually my symbol is green hands, and it's kind of interesting that they're yellow. And that green hand means to me, it's like a handshake. That means somebody to help, somebody to heal, somebody to give you information. But the yellow is giving the same information as far as pay attention over the next couple of weeks of meeting people, scenarios, situations. And that also could be where you could be getting your hair cut and you hear of something next door to you that gives you information. And because they're emphasizing, too, in particular, the next 2 days, next 2 weeks, the next 2 months. And I also see these, I call it stepping stone jobs. So you said the perfect thing when you said a couple of part-time jobs to get me to the full, to my next one, and or to my dream and my desire. And so when I see stepping stone jobs, it's a bridger place. It doesn't define us. It's being able to pay the bills, so it allows us to put our focus on our dreams and desires. And again, they keep on emphasizing 2-2-2. It's like two part-time jobs. And I do see you doing something from the home or from the internet or some sort of thing that has I could even be getting internet connections. And so, again, have your ears all out. And I'm feeling I'm seeing you revisiting something that you are looking at the end of January, February, that feels like a job position could have been filled, or and I'd revisit places that you could have applied to before, that they're having new beginnings, I mean, new openings when it comes into March and May. So, again, have it be where I see your ears getting very big. That means all ears, hearing in all different situations. Think of unlimited possibilities. And so I've seen people where they find experience. They think something's closed, and all of a sudden something opens up to them, especially if your heart is open to unlimited possibilities. But it's like living with what I call with our arms wide open. And, again, when I see hands coming in from the outside, it seems like things open, happening all at once. It's like a saying, when it rains, it pours, and all of a sudden you have opportunities, hearing about opportunities, receiving information, and then your job is to go in after it when you receive the information, because it's literally spirit opening up the doors for us. We could get information a lot of the times, and a lot of times it goes over our head, or we put it off. We say, oh, I'll do that later, and then all of a sudden we miss the opportunity. So you're going through this period of numerologically twos, and twos are all about manifesting things in the physical world, especially when it comes down to the heart's desires and the stepping stone bridge, especially over the next 2 days into the next 2 weeks, and preparing into the next 2 months, a sense of stability so you could put more of the heart energy into the dream job. And so I do see that you're going to be able to get something. So, again, be aware of what's out there. Reapply to things that haven't been there before. And also, again, be aware of what you hear stuff, because I feel this is going to be very easy. Okay?
Well, I'm already doing my dream job.
I can't hear you, and I know we have to go to the break. So, again, when I hear the ears, I can tell you millions of stories of when people found stuff, again, going out to get groceries, going to the hairdressers, and so really be opening it to opportunities coming your way. And remember, our past experiences do not define us, and our past is even this morning. And so keep it in the now, okay? And you're listening to Carol Connor Show. We're going to go to another break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that there's a direct link between smoking and back pain? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, here to share some information about smoking. Tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including nicotine and carbon monoxide. These chemicals constrict arteries and interfere with blood circulation, which results in oxygen and other nutrients not being properly circulated. The nerves in the spine then become weak and brittle. The good news is that once you quit smoking, proper blood flow returns. Regular chiropractic adjustments ensure that blood flow and nutrients are properly flowing to your spine and organs. For tips on how to quit smoking and how chiropractic can help, visit our website at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com.
Are you ready to break the habit of being yourself? Join Dr. Joe Dispenza at Seattle Unity Church on Saturday, February 27th. He'll guide you through a process of personal change where you'll transform yourself from thinking to doing to being. Dr. Joe explains how thinking in new ways and changing beliefs can literally rewire one's brain. Attend the lecture on Friday night and
save $20 on the workshop. Visit bellaspark.com. That's bellaspark.com.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we're here taking your phone calls. The number is 1-800-930-2819, and again, 1-800-930-2819. And before we go to the phone lines, I did want to talk about some up-and-coming events. Tomorrow, I have a free teleclass that I'm taking your questions and answers, and so you could email anything from to union1111@yahoo.com. It's 8 to 9 p.m. It's free. You could register, and if you don't have time to listen to it at tomorrow at 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, it will be recorded, so you could re-listen to it over and over again. So registration is required, though. And so, again, email, get the play number, and then we will be answering your questions because a lot of people are having all different kind of questions. And I will also be taking personal questions as far as reading questions. And when I can weave it into helping a lot of people, it will, you'll be getting your answers because, as I said earlier in the talk, that a lot of people have the same themes going on, and so you can get your answers through another person's question. So it's a great thing to tap into. I also want to talk about the mentorship program, and that is if you go to my website, it's under the Mentorship Intuitive Circle part. It's not on the calendar events. And I'm starting the mentorship program, and I'm very excited about that. It's a six-month program. We meet every six weeks, and then you have interaction between the group, and so that means you're supported. Many, many people say, what can I do? How can I keep the charge up when I have a reading, have a session, or do a class? I feel changed. I feel the energy shift, and then I go back to old patterns. That is part of what we all do. We all have, when we get charged up with something, we can feel the energy. We can feel it takes discipline. It takes commitment. It takes what I call the practice, and the process is part of laying down, because what you're literally doing is laying new pathways down in your energy field, new roadmaps. It's just like what we're doing right now on the earth. There's a new world being birthed right in front of us. And so those highways and byways that we've been using are getting bigger and wider so we could hold more universal energy, earth energy, in our own energy field. And that heals our blocks. And so there is a discipline to this. There is a practice part of this. And we do come in as the human part of us that wants things fast, and why can't we have things fast? And it's part of our divine heritage that I should be able to have things fast. And what about the secret people? Many people tell me that, say that to me, and I totally agree. The law of attraction is part of the spiritual laws, but there is a part of a practice, and it's a part of a process, and what we're doing is changing deeply encoded patterns within our energy field. So some things can happen overnight, and where all of a sudden there's a belief system that you don't believe anymore. Sometimes there's a belief system that's underneath the belief system that's blocking out, let's say, money or relationships. And so the mentorship program really helps you rewire yourself. It's a realigning. It's a discipline. It's a practice. And so what we're going to be covering is our mystical history, the ancient mystery teachings. We're going to be covering Waken the Mystic Within You and opening and strengthening your multidimensional sight and how it feels. And we're going to be able to get the past out of the veil of the matrix. We're going to tell you how to, that there's two bands that block us into this 3D and ego kind of world that blocks us from seeing the dimensional, or seeing our higher self, seeing our angel self, and how to, again, get past those blocks and bands that we all, part of all of our process here, clearing out inaccurate information. A lot of people get inaccurate information and that they wonder why things don't happen. And it also is activating what I call the Holy Trinity energy, and it's the balanced energy field. It's giving birth to your divine male aspect, your divine female, which allows the divine child to be born. And so we cover that. We also really practice seeing everything as energy, and that includes beyond people. That includes trees, rocks, leaves, experiences as energy. The more you're able to see life as that, the more you're able to direct your energy as an empowered person. And becoming the center of your own universe is what we'll cover. And again, this is tips and tools. It's activations. It's realigning, reconnecting to your own blueprints. So this is this and more is going to be covered. And it is, again, a six-month class that meets every 6 weeks on a Sunday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., I mean 8 p.m. If you're not available that time, remember, everything is recorded. You get a free MP3 with it. And we're also giving, as an incentive to get people to commit to this. A lot of times people, again, they don't understand the discipline. I've studied shamanism, and I was in a class for 7 years, and so I understand how important it is to make a commitment to something, because as soon as you start saying to your body, I'm going to make changes, your ego is going to say, no, don't. And so it's being able to put it yourself into action and really be able to lay down those new pathways. And so we will be giving you stuff to support that, meaning that there's I created three essential oils there that I will be giving to you. That's an aromatherapy that's going to help open you up. And also there's a pack of flower essences that help, a pack of three that will also, with all the participants will be getting those, and a calendar, all these things. Is going to be all on the internet. So I encourage you to look at that. And again, we're going to be changing it to the calendar of events, but it is underneath right now, Mentorship and Intuitive Circle. We're going to copy and paste it and put it into the calendar of events. And so you could get more information. And again, it is a wonderful period. People that have been into the mentorship program before they said it's totally changed their life, because it's that, again, the commitment to yourself, and that you can work with information that within the 6 weeks, and it could exercise your intuitive arm and exercise your energy field. And so you get tips and tools to lay down that new pathway to, again, literally hold more of that charge within your energy field, to be able to clear out blocks, be able to see the patterns that are interfering with your being able to live your desired and empowered life, the life that you want to do. We all have the roadmap, and it's being able to find that map, where a lot of times we feel that map is somewhere very far and away from us, and that we have to reach far and get it, or that we just, when we get close to it, gets pulled away. All that's part of our wiring of the 3D separation period. And so as a lot of us have heard that the veil separates us from our higher self, from our guides, from the people that have crossed over. And so that veil is part of that bands that also block us from feeling that celestial part, from feeling like the angel having a human experience. It's been said over and over again. We're hearing it more and more through the media about how much we are the angels having the human experience with all the different shows. I even saw there's a new show out that's called Past Life. So people are getting the message all across the board as far as us being multidimensional, that the new age is not something so hokey anymore, that people are, the new age is staying. This new age is actually the very old age. This is the ancient age. So it's remembering of an ancient memory, and that ancient memory goes back into that we are all a piece and part of Source Creator. And so we can all can say it and understand it intellectually. It's being able to create the pathways that have you go down to owning that and feeling that, because when we do own that and feel that, our life reflection as far as how we live our life in the 3D world is much different when we really own that being a part of Creator Source. And that is, again, a process. It is a practice. A lot of this is rewiring of the codes that we came in here, but that's what's so exciting, is that we do have access, that we can get out rid of the old programs and upload us with new programs and be able to have us stand in much more in a divine posture. And what we also want to remember is that it's being a part of Creator Source, that with free will, we have to decide to do this, because Spirit Source loves us so much that if we decide to stay in separation, that they will say you can stay in separation as long as you want to. That's how much we love you. That's unconditional love. And so a lot of times we say, oh my gosh, that doesn't feel like love. That, why didn't somebody rescue me? Why didn't my guides, my angels, or somebody come in and rescue me, even a relationship or a job? That's part of old paradigms. That's part of us not seeing ourselves as, again, a piece of Source, a whole person, a being, a representation of God, Source, Creator. And imagine God, Source, Creator looking for something outside of itself to rescue itself. That's not the way God, Creator is. God, Creator creates. We are part of that creation. So the more we change around our thoughts, the more we literally open up our energy fields to hold that frequency, the more we start seeing life differently. I call it living with the universal thought or the universal view, meaning that you can see the big picture as you're having the human-to-human experience, but also co-create your life in a much more empowered way, being able to work with that field of potential. We have infinite potentials in front of us, and how do you direct it to get those potentials that give you the relationship, the job, the money, the health that you want? There's a map and there's a roadway, and so that's what the mentorship class brings us to, and also a lot of the other classes that I do give you maps, give you keys, and then it's up to the individual to work with the tools, because there's not a person that could that is out there is going to come and rescue us. We all got to push the elevator button door when I simply talk about the third elevator, which is the 3D world that we live in. And then there's waking up to the fifth elevator, which is us as the angels. And so we got to push the elevator button door to get to it. Nobody could do it for us. They could be we can have flashlights, meaning guidance. We could have information. And it literally, again, helps clear our energy field. A lot of times when I do readings, I see people release blocks that are so old and ancient, and then the patterns start repatterning itself. But there's also an agreement. It's a co-creative process where you're yourself, consciously or unconsciously, you're ready to release that pattern to allow yourself to expand energetically, and then all of a sudden you see life very differently and you start directing your energy differently. Now is the time. We all know this. This is deeply seated within our energy. We came in here with this life and time in particular that we're bridging the blueprints of the new earth, where there's the heaven on earth that you call the years of thousands of years of peace. And so we are at this pivotal turning point right now of creating that, and you can feel that now. You can feel that heaven on earth now, and really bypass a lot of the part of separation, and that's up to you. And so we encourage you to, again, check out the mentorship programs. A lot of the classes that we have are an offering, and also I do private readings and sessions, and we are doing a special for KK and W people, $25 off. We do 15 minutes, half hour readings, 45 minutes, hour, up to hour and a half. Whatever resonates with you is what we are here to serve. So that's a bit of information, and we're going to go to back to the phone lines. And you're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. We'll be back in a few.
So how many times have you said, I need to quit smoking? And how many times have you tried to quit smoking only to fail? How many times a day are you smoking and wishing you weren't? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help you to become smoke-free for life. Take on the habits of a non-smoker, not an ex-smoker. Our clients tell us they simply lose the desire for the cigarette, become stress-free and relaxed, lose or maintain weight at the same time, and effortlessly take back control. Andy Castle quit his 15-year smoking habit and has been smoke-free for over a year. Jane Penrod quit smoking after smoking 3 packs a day for 50 years. Yes, it works. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we'll be with you to the top of the hour. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. 2819, and I'll be to the top of the hour. I was just thinking, I was a labor and delivery nurse for years, and I loved being a labor and delivery nurse, being able to witness births. And I was thinking about when I was talking about at the beginning of the show of that we're at this doorway, and I see so many people stand in the middle of the doorway and feeling an urgency, emergence. And when you watch the birthing process, if you experienced it yourself, a lot of times you don't watch or see, as I got to witness, the peritoneum, the part of the woman's body that comes in, and it's very thick. Think of it as it's usually about an inch thick. And as every single contraction, it stretches and it gets thinner and thinner and thinner. And when the woman is about to give birth, it's practically transparent. You can see through. And so there's amazing birthing process with every single contraction, with every single urgency. There's a urgence with a contraction. There's a spreading out, a thinning of that peritoneum. And what I've been witnessing and seeing is that we, again, individually and collectively are feeling the contractions. And again, being a labor and delivery nurse, a lot of people wanted to do natural birth. Some people said, drug me up. And other people said, get this kid out of me. So it's like, we direct, are we going to go and have our delivering, our rebirthing of remembering, realigning, and reawakening to who we really are, at angels having a human experience, to really wake up to our essence, to start having our spirit, our spiritual self, be in the driver's seat instead of having the ego self be in the driver's seat. And we all come in here with the ego self being in the driver's seat. Think of that as part of the whole paradigm of being the human. We come down here and we forget. We take the amnesia pill to forget who we are, and we forget that we are all, again, a piece of God, piece of Source. Here we're at this amazing period in our history where we lined up to be here, knowing that there was more than the potential. We were changing and putting a new earth. We're that veil that separates us from our higher self, our angel self, our guides, our angels, our essence is becoming thinner and thinner and thinner. And here we're in this active labor part where, again, as a labor and delivery nurse, first the contraction would come every 10 minutes, every 5 minutes, and then the person would get in active labor is when we'd call this, when the contractions were coming on every 1.5 to 3 minutes. And so what I'm watching collectively is that we are in an active labor process right here. And so the contractions are coming very, very quickly. The symbolic peritoneum, whether you're male or female, is thinning. It's helping our birthing process. And then the most miraculous thing when you watch the birthing process is when you see the head starting to come, and it comes the size of a dime first, then you see a quarter, then you see the half dollar size, and we would call the doctors, and when we start seeing the half dollar size, that wouldn't go back. So first the head comes down and you see it, and then it slip back a little, and then there'd be more contractions, and the head would come down, and then the head would start staying there, and it would further put pressure on the peritoneum that opens up, and again then the baby's head would come out. A beautiful, beautiful process. But again, there's a part where when I first walked on labor and delivery as a nurse being trained there, if you were to close your eyes and hear the people screaming, you would be frightened. You'd think, where am I? And you would not be realizing that there's a birthing process going on, that there's the people's happiest day of their life when they're giving birth to a child. And so this is where some of us could feel very blind right now. We're not realizing that there's a process that's a rebirthing process that we all signed up for, to be here to experience the active labor part of our journey right now. And the contractions are coming every 3 minutes to 1.5 minutes. And so there's a pushing, there's an urgence, an emergence part. And as when we work with the flow, when we work with the energies, and as a nurse, the worst thing that a person could do is hyperventilate, contract, and want to kind of close their arms back and say, I don't want to do this anymore, or they go against the contractions. That's why they have all the breathing techniques to help the woman to breathe with the contractions, to not fight and resist. And when the contractions come that close, when the person is in active labor, there is that part of us that does want to contract, that just wants this over with, just get this kid out, was a common thing. I said it myself with my daughter. And but that's that part that we're here in right now, of how to maintain and hold that posture and not get freaked out when the contractions, meaning life seems to be coming at us at all times, when those waves, those emotional waves are happening really fast, and how to hold our core, how to feel like we are navigating our own life when the ship can seem really rocky, and that we don't get in those emotional waters. And so we, again, are in this part of active labor. Everyone's feeling it. people are experiencing it in different parts of life. So some people are experiencing it in the job career part. Some people are experiencing it in their personal relationships. Some people are experiencing it within their home life. Some people experience it in all the corners, but realize that this is, again, part of an active labor part. This is a part that we all came on, signed on. We knew exactly what sex would be. We knew where we were going to live. We knew our experience was going to be. We knew that where we were going to live, if we were going to have riches or if we were going to experience poverty. All of those things we signed up for to experience life to its fullest. And so here we're in this active labor. We're in this doorway of creating a new earth. And this is also where you're like the new inhabitant, meaning rebirthing yourself. And as we go through the birthing process and we do it in a much more empowered state, we're releasing from those old patterns, from those old energy patterns that had us believe in separation, that we're separated from source, from creator, from our higher self. And so the more we merge with that energy and the more we allow ourselves to stretch, the more we allow ourselves to get rid of those old patterns, the more we allow our energy field to symbolically get the snarls out, not even symbolically, it's getting the snarls out, getting the blocks out to allow your energy field, your meridians to flow with much more of the universal energy. It's a higher frequency that brings more stability. It brings more happiness into your life. It brings more flow. It's like it literally is a pattern that goes through, sweeps through, and I call it a lot of times the cream rinse that goes through our energetic hair. And so, again, we're in this active labor period. The contractions are coming faster. We have a choice whether we can resist this and contract and go into fear and our worst nightmares, and then we feel like we're in this us against them separation, or we can take it step by step, bit by bit, process by process, to be able to allow ourselves to step out of that part, to not get stuck in the doorway, not get stuck when the head is beginning to show, to stop and have the baby go back up, because that baby is you. So right now we are all the person giving birth, we are all the baby, and we're all the doctor delivery at the same time. And so the more we are able to recognize and see that I have an opportunity to rebirth myself, I don't have to be my past story, I don't have to be my old wounds. Every single second is a new opportunity for you to be the director of your own script. And also, as far as the being the person going through labor, am I doing this with grace and ease? Am I doing this with resistance? Am I being my own worst enemy of saying, no, this can't happen, or this never happens, or this always happens to me? And being really mindful of how we direct our energy with every thought, word, and deed, we are directing our energy. Some people, they don't realize how much they're so wired to talk negatively, they don't realize that they're it's like a big bat batting away opportunities. I had people over this weekend, and this woman came from really the school of hard knocks, and she had a very negative family, and they always are, no, this never happens to me. My life is always a struggle. And then when I was listening to her for about an hour, I finally just turned to her and I said, do you realize that you said 17 negative things within 15 minutes? And what it looks like, a bat, instead of, think of a ball of opportunity comes to us, and that her bat was deflecting it with every single, no, it can't happen. It's the school of hard knocks. We think negative things happen. I'm in a space of lack. Life is a struggle. And so every single time she was saying that, she was affirming that, she was batting away opportunities that are coming to us all the time. And so the more we just have that awareness, the more we take our radio stations and be able to get out of that static, out of the past patterns, or really start listening, how do we direct our energy? Never mind with what we say, with what we think too. By the time we're saying it, we're putting an extra spin on it. It literally, when we put the it into words, there's a power that goes behind it. So our thoughts also go out. If people only saw what a dirty look looks like, it's like arrows going out to a person. And it doesn't matter if the person's physically there or if they're across the world, if they're dead or alive. Those arrows go out of our energy field and follow the tube and goes to that person. So the more that we take accountability and responsibility of how we're directing the energy, do we have arrows and static going out, or are we trying to get into that flow? Are we going to be? Are we in resistance, or are we in emergency? Emergence? Are we merging with the energy? Are we feeling that flow? And if we do get the static, the game is how fast can you get yourself back in alignment again? It's like being able to say, wait a minute, I'm realizing I'm being staticky right now. I'm feeling very shaky, and I do have a choice. Every second is a choice point. I could stop it. I could step into myself right now, reorganize myself, take a breath, and start directing the energy different. And the more you do that, the more you could, but life can come by and throw us off. We could get those side pitches. That's part of the game of life. And so the more we are able to realign our energy, readjust our signatures that we're having to go out there, remember, reconnect, the more you'll feel that remembering the ancient part of our history, that we are, again, God beings, we are sources, pieces of God, creator, and let's create the heaven on earth. Let's create that within our own life, and we don't have to wait. We could do this now. And again, with every thought, word, and deed, you are doing it. And so may today you think of that, and may you align with the divine, and may all your experiences reflect that. You're listening to The Carol O'Connor Show. I'll be here next week, same time, same place. Bye-bye.